Believing that sports were a frivolous waste of time, TCU founder Addison Clark stood in strong opposition to the development of intercollegiate football and baseball in the 1890s. His son Addie felt differently, though, and played football as often as he could. After watching his son's love of the game, Addison changed his mind and decided to allow the formation of a university football team. TCU went on to play its first intercollegiate football game in 1896 against Tobey's Business College. When the Horned Frogs' faithful began to overflow the stands at the team's home field, Clark Field, the TCU Board of Trustees realized that a new stadium was necessary. Riding momentum from the team's first Southwest Conference title, a football stadium began to take shape in 1929. Less than 1 year after beginning construction on the stadium, the Frogs played their first game in the new Ammon G. Carter Stadium against University of Arkansas on October 11, 1930. Over the next two decades, several expansions and renovations of Ammon G. Carter Stadium occurred, most notably the addition of the upper deck in 1956. In the 2000s, Ammon G. Carter Stadium has continued to receive updates. The 2012 season marked the reopening of the stadium after a $164 million renovation, completely funded through donor support. In 2019, the stadium underwent an additional $118 million east side expansion, bringing the total capacity to 47,000 as we know it today.